other side so he would see me, but he remained busy washing his ears, then cleaning his teeth with his finger. "Father, please talk to me." My voice was full of tears. When he would not answer or even look at me, I burst out crying. There must be something he is not telling me. How I wanted to scream my fury at him, my frustration. I wanted to rage, to weep. Even so, there remained a part of me, a small part, that wanted to behave as a queen might. She must not lose herself to temper, or else folly might capture her. The other part of me, the big part, wanted to be a 13-year-old daughter who was taken care of by a wise father. I wanted him to take us home now and promise to always keep me safe.
Did you notice the word folly here? Cleopatra says, speaking about herself, "She must not lose herself to temper, or else folly may capture her." Folly means foolish behavior that results in unhappiness or even tragedy. And it seems that folly is something a queen, who has to keep in mind the happiness and safety of her people, would definitely want to avoid. Let's go on. Look for the second paragraph from the bottom, on page 136. It begins, "But as I looked..."
But as I looked at this man, the fallen king of Egypt, my father, I saw clearly, as if in a vision, that this hope of mine was foolish. If one counts years, I was merely a child, but I knew I was the strong one. There was no time for me to weep and carry on. "Come, father." I took his hand and led him to a bench in the warm sunshine. I unwrapped the cotton shawl from my shoulders and dried his face with it. I thought in my heart that there were tears on his unshaven cheeks,